Hello, my name is Sochil Dixon. I'm sharing a personal story in today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Can't outlove God. When my now grown son Xavier was in kindergarten, he stretched his arms wide and said, "I love you this much." I stretched my longer arms wide and said, "I love you this much." Planting his fists on his hips, he said, "I loved you first." I shook my head. "I loved you when God first put you in my womb." Xavier's eyes widened. "You win." "We both win," I said, "because Jesus loved both of us first." As Xavier prepares for the birth of his first child, I'm praying he'll enjoy trying to outlove his son as they make sweet memories. But as I prepare to be a grandmother, I'm amazed at how much I loved my grandson from the moment Xavier and his wife told us they were expecting a baby. The Apostle John affirmed that Jesus' love for us gives us the ability to love him and others. Knowing he loves us gives us a sense of security that deepens our personal relationship with him. As we realize the depth of his love for us, we can grow in our love for him and express our love in other relationships. Not only does Jesus empower us to love, but he also commands us to love. 1 John 4:21 says, "And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." When it comes to loving well, God always wins. No matter how hard we try, we can't outlove God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 15 to 21. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Let's pray. Loving Savior, thanks for loving us first so that we can love others. Please help us to feel confident in your unconditional love for us as you help us nurture healthy and holy loving relationships with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.